Vayter in Shas, we are in Menachos, Daf Gimel, picking up on Bezum Abez Badabam at the page 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom with the word, second word line, Ella. Now, we got to get a little bit into the flow of here to see what's going on. We're discussing the statement of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon seems to contradict himself because we know on the one hand he says that any mincha which was given Shalol Lishma is going to be good. And even the Baal is going to be Yosei his chol for it, it's like totally good. But on the other hand, we know that there's another statement that we find that the Torah goes along. Rav Shimon says that the Torah compares a minchas chote to a chatas. It teaches that it's going to be no good if it's bar shalol l'shma, and if it's a nedava to an asham, it teaches it's going to be good if it's bar shalol l'shma, but he's not going to be yotzei his chov. Now, both of these go against Rav Shimon, who says that you're totally, totally good. So what's going on? So Rabbah, and this is what we ended off with by saying, is that Rabbah said that's not a question, because the first braisa is talking about shinoi kodesh. That is, it's saying that it's only talking about it, the case of the mincha's makeup is going to demonstrate that the Kohen's, whatever he said, isn't really true, and therefore that intention is meaningless, and therefore it's going to be totally good. And the other one's talking about Shinoi Ba'alim. So if I go and I say mincha of machmas, marcheshes, but then I do it for a machmas, then my words don't really matter because my actions show differently. But when it comes to the idea of Shinoi Ba'alim, and that is that when he goes and he says, yeah, I'm having a mind for somebody else, so then the action itself doesn't prove anything, and therefore that actually impacts it, and it's going to be like it's no good. Now we're going to see a series of questions that are going to come up about of Shimon's reasoning, the way that Rabbah came and explains it, and that's what we just left off with. And I know we don't usually read these, but we're going to read anyway. Simon, Ola, 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 Malak, Mitzah, Chatas, Of, Kachi, Kachim, Kachim, Kalam. These are Simonim to tell you like the question is going to be asked. To understand this next part, we have to know something about carbon of a bird, right? So the carbonus of the bird, we have something known as an ola, ola sa'of, and we have a chatasof. Now, the ola sa'of and the chatasof were done differently. There are different ways in which they were done. Number one is where they stood and where they stood when they did it, where they put the dam, and how they put the dam, right? So when you're dealing with, let's say, an ola, the way that the Ola does, first of all, it's not Shechita with a bird, right? We know that it's Malika, that we've learned about a number of times. The Kohen takes the nail, and what does he do? He goes and he basically kills the bird at the back of the neck. And if you're dealing with the case of a Ola, then what we do is you squeeze the dam onto the Mizbeach, on the wall of the Mizbeach, right? The Kohen holds the bird, he pinches it between his fingers, the blood squirts from there onto the wall over there, and it's on the top of the Chutas Sikra. If it's the Chatas, then what they do is first you sprinkle it onto the wall by throwing, quickly, you wave this bird quickly up and down, so the blood sprays onto it, onto the wall. Then it's then squeezed onto it, and that's also on the lower part of the Chutas Sikra. When the Ola is done, he's standing on top, and when the Chatas is done, he's standing on the bottom. That's the Ola Sof and the Chatas off. Okay, now with that information, we say the following. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, says Rashi, I hachi, kevin shemach, the machshava hagluya lekol, lo pasla. You know, something that's known by everyone is not going to pasla anything, because you know your mice is mochiach. Then Ola Sa'of, Shemolka Lamaila Mishum Chata Sa'of. Let's say you have an Ola Sa'of, whose Malika was done above the mid part of the Mizbeach, right? Which, no, that's what it's supposed to be done. But it's done for the sake of a Chata Sa'of, right? Then what do we say? Tiratze. It should actually work. It should be okay. Maseh Mochicha Maleh Ad Ola Sa'ofi. Because the actions prove that it's actually an Ola Sa'of. It's nice that a person goes and he says that also they did Malika up above and they did it for the Chatasov, but then they did everything above, so that's what the Ola does. The Chatasov, that's what it was. Lamata Havayavidla. It would be done on the bottom of the Chutas Sikra, but we know there's a Mishnah in Zvachim that we saw, the Pesach Torah Beis, it says that such a carbon is not going to be motzi the Baal of his Chov. It's not Eno Shol Ola Lashum. L'shem Bailim, but it should. And for the Gemara, Otu Chatas Of Lamala, Mi leisa.
Got to take one step back. It was a talking about that they did above the chutah sikra. They just did the malika above, which is how you do the olah sof. All right, so that was the kasha. That should be ma'isa mochiach. But now we say about chutah sof l'mayla milasa. What, in chutah sof was done over there? It's a problem. It's not a problem at all if it's done above there. That's where the malika was done. Amar mar, malika b'chol makom mizbeach shera. Malika of a chutah sof that's done in any place of the mizbeach is going to be okay, is valid. So now, as Rashi said, third line up from the bottom, therefore it's not also, because it could be done anywhere. So the malika is done over there, it's not going to be ma'isa mochiach, and this intention for that of a chat is going to actually invalidate it from working. Question number two. Olas of shemitza dama lamaila l'shem chataz of. Let's say the olas of that the blood was squeezed out above the chutah sikra for the sake of a chataz. That terata, that should work. Because my se mochichan ala the olas of, clearly it's an olas of. Because it's done above the chutah sikra. And that's not what the chataz is done. The chataz of lamata of ila azah. They do azah lamata, it's done below. Rashi says, "Lamata v'avodle k'duchsev al kir mufarish b'toras kranim ze kir atachon." It's lower in Hazah. Olchez begufa of. You hold on to it. Umaylo morid. You go up and you go down. Mekach quickly. V'adam nitaz me'atzma. It goes and spits it by itself. Mitzoy sochid benes b'osaf. It holds a bit squeezed between its fingers. V'nitzo kadam holech merachak. And it goes and shoots from a distance. Right, so then why does the Mishnah Tzvachim say that this type of thing is not going to be motzei, it's not going to olah l'shem b'ayilam? Deep turn the page, Gimel Amud Aleph. And for the Gemara, it's not a raya. It's not really a raya. This Kohen's action is not going to prove that it's an Ola, because Ami, the people are going to see the Kohen doing this, is going to say, Dilma Mitzoy Debasa Azahu. Maybe this is Mitzoy, which is after Azah. Really, it's a Chatos. And it's squeezing the mitzvah, which is after the sprinkling. The sprinkling is done in the lower half, but the mitzvah, that's not a problem. Right? You're going to say that he's doing it above the chutah sikra. Squeezing it out above it. The spritzing, that has to be done below. But the spritzing can be done even below, even above. So therefore, it's not, you're not going to have the maisim's mochiach. That's why it's going to be no good. Another question. Chatosav. Shehiza dama lamata l'shem ola sa'of. Whose blood was sprinkled below the chutah sikra, that middle line, for the sake of an ola. Teratza, that should work, because the maisim mochichan ola the chatosav. Clearly it's a chatos, because it's done below over there. Di ola sa'of, because if you want to say that it's ola sa'of, then lamala have avidla. He would have done it above, the fact that below, therefore it should be good. Umitza have avidla, and he would have done it through squeezing. Because you know, the ola is not sprinkled, not spritzed, it's squeezed. So the fact that it's sprinkling below it, the coin is clearly showing two things. That this is not an ola that he said it was going to, when he says it's an ola, it doesn't mean anything. Because A, he's sprinkling, B, he's doing it below. He says, well, I don't know, hachanami, yeah, in a chanami, but Shimon didn't say that this case, the chatas of, is going to be completely good. That's taka, good point, and that's where he would agree with you that this case, the bird chatas, is going to be totally fine. The fishena menachos domus asvachim kamar, because Rav Shimon says that menachos are not compared to zvachim, which means what? Lizvachim v'lo laofos. Says Rashi, Hachanami Devadai Moder Rishimin Ba Dikshera. That case is going to be kosher. V'lo laofos means Devadai laofos. Domin, they're for sure compared to Ophos. The Ophos, Alu L'Shem Chova, it's going to be Ola for its Chov. Kigon Chatas Ha'of, Shehiz Adama Lamata L'Shem Ola Sa'of, like the case of a Chatas Ha'of, that you sprinkle the dam below for the Ola Sa'of. So now we know Minachos are and can be compared to some cases of bird offerings, right? So like you said, the bird Chatas is dam, sprinkled below the Chutah Sikra for the sake of the Ola, is going to be good according to Rishim, because its action is going to prove that it's actually for chatas. As opposed to the zvachim, you don't know, the actions are no difference in the actions. It's all the same. So menachos and ophos share that similarity, that maisa is mochiach. The Gemara is now going to question this notion, this idea that it seems to be saying that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that menachos are not compared to zvachim, which the mashmos is that you're never going to have a case of a zevach, that is an animal situation that's not going to get messed up when you have lo lishma, meaning lo lishma, it's going to get messed up. Says the Gemara, but kachi kachim, sheshachtam itself and lashim kachim kalim. Let's say you have kachi kachim. You know, the holy of holy stuff, kachim kachim, that one shechted in the north part of the Azar for the sake of kachim kalim, literally it should actually work. Because maaseyem mochichen aleyem the kachim kachim ninu. Their actions are proving that they're actually considered kachim kachim, the kachim kalim, because if these were kachim kalim, bidarum havad luhu. Right, then he would have done them in the south.
Seemingly, because the kachim kalim should be done in the darum. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? The emer damer achmanav bedarum. What does it mean when it says about the kachim kalim? It says af bedarum. It can even be done in the bedarum. Right, bedarum v'lo betzafim yamer. You say it can be done in the darum and not the tzafim. The tanan shchitas v'chol makom azara. Because we actually learned the Mishnah, it can be done any place in the azara. So you don't have a rye anymore. Right, because when you go ahead and you shech this thing, this kachim, whatever kachim you're doing, they shech in the tzafon. If you do l'shem kachim kalam, it could taka be l'shem kachim kalam. You don't know. Rashi says the lo cover l'hu tzafon, could to cover the chatas v'ashem ba'ola. Chatas v'ashem and ola have to be on the tzafon. V'chsev ba'ola al yerech ha'mizbech tzafona. V'chsev v'chatas b'mokom ishe tishachet ha'ola, tishachet Chatas, v'chim Hashem. So it'll have to be done in the north. This one can be done in the north or the south, and therefore that's why it's going to be no good. Frag the Gemara. Kachim kalim sheshachtan b'darum l'shem kachim kachim. What if you did kachim kalim that you did in the darum and you said l'shem kachim kachim? You know it has to be done in the north. Oh, lirtzu, it should actually work. It should be accepted. It should be accepted and good. Because ma'aseh mochichem aleim, the kachim kalim, the master ma'isa will prove that it's kachim kalim because it's being done in the south. The kachim kachim, because kachim kachim, it's safon avi avi. It would have done in the safon, because kachim kachim have to be done only in the north. The fact that in the south means it's clearly kachim kalim. So it's like, well, not a riot, because I'm reading that people are going to be seeing this, who see the animals being shechted in the south. You know what they're going to say? Kachi kachim ninu. They're going to say, really, they're kachi kachim. But they just violated what they're supposed to be doing, and they did it in the darm. So you don't have a rye again. Frank, think about that. Hold on 1 second. Don't play these games. Because if you really want to take that route to say that that's what people are going to think when it's done, so then no problem. Then I'll say, but the kachim kachim was oh no, it's really kachim kachim, but it was just shechted improperly in the south. And he'll say, machvas l'shem archeshes namit. And he'll say, also in the case of a machvas, which is one type of mincha, that was brought for the sake of archeshes, we can't say, oh look, even though you said it's done for archeshes, your action of machvas proves that it's a machvas. I'll just say, no, it's a archeshes, and they just did a archeshes wrong. The people will say that which the Kohen is doing kamitza for the sake of a marcheshes, even though the mincha was supposed to be a machvas, is because haib marcheshes nodar. Really, he vowed to bring a mincha in a marcheshes, right, which is a type of kli. That which he actually brought it in a machvas, don't think it means it's a maisim approving it. The marcheshes, it's really a marcheshes. Whomever who davar vayis of a machvas, and he violated what he was supposed to do, and he brought it in a machvas. Does the Gemara know? Because hotsam over there in the case of the menachos, kinami marcheshes nadar. Even if he vowed to bring a mincha in a marcheshes, ki ma'isi lo machvas. As soon as he brings it in a machvas, in that particular kli, machvas havya. It actually becomes a machvas. Rashi says, umeida yada de mechazev. Right? Even though the owner vowed to make this thing, if he then wanted to do such a thing, it becomes this, the Michas Machvas, the Tanan, like we kid the Tanan, to the Mishnah, much later on, and Gav Kuf Beis Mabeis, Ha'omer Re'a Alay B'Machvas, somebody who says that I take upon myself, I have to do a Machvas, V'Hevim Marcheshes, then he goes and brings it in a Marcheshes, or he says Marcheshes, V'Hevim Machvas, and brings it in a Machvas, Mashahevi Hevi, what he brought, V'Dei Nidro Lo Yatsa, but he didn't fulfill his neder. Kum tucha is what comes out from here, that we see that if the mincha is prepared in a certain type of kli, it becomes that type of mincha. I don't care what the guy said originally he wants to do. So when the Kohen says that he's doing kamitza on flour that was clearly prepared in a machvas vessel, and he's doing it for the sake of a mecheshes, this is so clear, and his ma'aseh is definitely proving what he's saying. Right, contradicting what he's saying. Whatever his Maisa is showing, but what I'm trying to say is Maisa, it takes precedence. So we have a straight up Mishnah to say against that. So yes, we can still say before that people are going to say, no, it's not a right, that it's not necessarily the people, right? People are going to see the animal being shechted in the south, they're going to say it's kachim, and he just violated what he's supposed to do, and he did kachim, and he did it in the Darim. Don't bring me right from the Mincha that the action is proving what it is, because that we've a Mishnah saying straight out, not like that. Whatever is done is what is in Mincha. We do a little switcheroo on these words over here. Vadilma Amar Zu. But hold on 1 second. Maybe what the case is, right, the coin's shtick or whatever he's saying is still not going to be clearly be false. Because maybe the owner said in his vow that he's going to bring this flower as a Marcheshes Mincha. Right? In that case, the mincha doesn't become a machvas mincha, even if it was prepared in machvas kli. Could it not? Like we learned in the Mishnah we see later on. Zo lahavi b'machvas. Let's say the owner says that this flower is going to be brought in a machvas. Behavi machvas, you brought in a machvas. B'machvas, this flower is going to be brought in a machvas. Behavi machvas, he brings a machvas. Harezu psula, this is going to be puzzle. Therefore, the coin did kamitza on flour that is prepared in a machvas for the sake of a marcheshes. It should be like any other improper kavana. So why does Rav Shimon say that the coin's actions are proving his words are meaningless? And for the Gemara, okay, that's a nice attempt at knocking this out, but that's because it's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Lechinami. Could the Rabbanan, you're right. Says Rashi, Rabbanan da'ami hari zipsula hachinami dika lemeimar ulemifra chachi. You could ask, you could say, and you could ask this. V'anan k'v Shimon k'v. We look at Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon Omer, hasam ha'omer, like Simon says, get it? Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon Omer, hasam ha'omer harei alai b'machvas v'hevi marcheshes afyeding nidro yotza alma kivusa damana lav klumhi. Whatever you said originally, it doesn't really matter. Back in the Gemara, it says Rabbanan Chinam, Rabbi Shimon. Right, what does he say? Kivu Damar Rabbi Shimon, Ayadei Nidro Yatsa, even Yotsi his vow, Alma Kivusa Damana Lav Velokhlami. The owner's designation of a vessel, you know, he's speaking out his ned. Is tantamount to nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Veloshta amr zo, veloshta amr a lie. It doesn't make a difference whether he says this or he says a lie, like a neder or a nedava. It doesn't make no difference. The kli is going to bring us the raya. So the coin statement that his kamitza is for the sake of marcheshes is fake, it's false. But in the case of kachim kalim, that's shechted in the south for the sake of kachim, the coin's declaration is not clearly false, because people will say that, yeah, kachim thing, he really is kachim, and he's just breaking the law by doing it in this area. That's why it's not going to be good, because his ma'aseh is not mochiach. Frank the Gemara, we ain't done with this attack over here, like Rav Shimon. It's going as Rav Shimon that the animal karbon are always messed up by intention. That if you have, let's say, lo l'shma, lemiata, ola sheshachet l'shem chatas, let's say of an ola that's shechted for a chatas, teratzeh. It should take a work, the high zacher behind a keva, because an ola is a, you know, an ola is a zacher, and a chatas is an akeva. So to say that an ola is being shechted for the sake of a chatas is clearly not true, and shouldn't affect the carbon. You know, according to Rav Shimon, it shouldn't affect it. Remember, Rav Shimon is saying when it comes to zvachim, the kavanah will always mess that up. But nachas, it won't. You know, you're good when it comes to the ofos, it won't. But this definitely will. Now, not sure, because Kevin the ikas sayur nasir, we have a sayur of the nasir, the zachar who, and that is that it's a chatas, and it is a zachar, lo yediya, therefore it's not clear that it's actually not true. So even nasir, which is the melech, he does an aver, he brings this animal, right, the sayur, which is a male, and he brings that as a chatas, even though the chatas is generally a female, but this one is a male. So when the person says that he's bringing the male ola for the sake of a chatas, his intention is actually not clear that he's lying. Could be that he's telling the truth. Just go on, but Omer L'Shem Chatas Yachid Ma'il Kamemar, where the Kohen says straight up that he was bringing an Ola for the sake of a private Chatas. What are you going to say then? In that case, it's clearly not true, because a private Chatas has to be a female. Right? It's got to be, it's straight up nothing to talk about. Rashi says, Havadi Adina de Chatas Yochid Nekevi Kispa Osira Visu And furthermore,
chatas yachid sheshachta l'shem ola teratze,
a private chatas, right, individual's chatas, that one shechted for the sake of an ola, should actually work. The chatas tekeva v'ola zachar, because a private chatas is a female, well, ola is a zachar. Somebody shechted this female animal, which is set up as a chatas for the sake of an ola. Clearly, it's fake because an ola can't be a female; it's got to be a male. Says Gemara, Mikasya ba'alya. It's covered over with the tail, so you actually don't know what the gender is, so it's not clear. Rashi says, Nakfus terachel ba'alya bezanva v'liyadiyah. And therefore, we don't know exactly what it is. Okay, halte nechechadai se kifsa. Okay, that works where he brings a keves, a kifsa, a female lamb, right, because there's a tail. But I see Sierra, Michael, remember, what about if he brings a goat, a female goat, which doesn't have a tail? You can't say now, right, because another Cohen's declaration that his ola is obviously going to be fake. Rashi says, the Ein Lazanav, Michael, remember, what are you going to say now? It actually has a tail, but it's very, very small, so it doesn't cover it over. Now, but the Gemara, Ela Bein Zacharim, Bein Zacharim, Lenikiva, Slava Daitayu, Denshe. The difference between a male and a female, most people don't recognize and know the difference between the two. You see the animal going along, you don't know it's a female, it's a male, and therefore it's not apparent. Says Gemara, but Pesach, Sheshachta L'Shem Ashem Lirtze, right? So then let it be. Okay, but the point, well, a second, it's back to this. Rav Shimon really is alive and well to what he said, because therefore it's not apparent they're lying, that's where it's going to be no good, as opposed to the mincha where it is. Now, Pesach sheshachtu l'shem ashem, let's say, a Pesach that one shechted for the sake of an ashem should taka work. It should go through. The high ben shana of high ben shtayim, because they're different ages, right? The Pesach is 1 year old and the ashem has to be 2 years old. So the lie, you know, the falsity of the one who's shechting his statement is clear, and that's a kasha of Rabbi Shimon. What's going on? If they're going, no, Kevin Deika Ashem Nazir Ashem Nazir Ashem Misora, and those are a year old, even though an Ashem is 2 years old, but the Ashem Nazir Misora is 1 year old. Lo Psikale, it's not clear again to the one who's seeing this that it's actually going to be false. I am l'shem Ashem Gizelos l'shem Ashem Ilos. But if he says straight up that he's shechting this animal for the sake of an Ashem for stealing or an Ashem for Meila, either one of them has to be in their second year. Rashi says, Ashem Gizelos l'shem Yikra v'heshiv as a Gizelos Shagazal v'es Ashamo Yavi v'Ashem Meilos b'nei b'yi shanam ninu d'chsev behu ayil. Right? So, Michael, what are we going to say then? It's clear that he's lying over there, and therefore, Ma'aseh Mechiach, just like a Mincha. And furthermore, Ashem Gizelos v'Ashem Me'ilos Sheshachta L'Shem Pesach Lirtzu, an Ashem for stealing and Ashem for Me'ilah, the one Shechta for the sake of a Pesach, should also go and should work. The Pesach Ben Shadam, because the Pesach is in its first year, V'Hani Ben Shtei Shadam, and these are in their second year, so it's obvious what they're saying is lying. And for the Gemara, Elabin Ben Shadam, Elabin Shtei Shadam, love it, that it's not something which is clearly apparent to people. Most people can't tell. That's 1 year old, it's 2 years old. Dika Ben Shadam, the Mixi Kim Ben Shtayim, there's the Evan animal, it's a year old that looks like it's 2 years old. Dika Ben Shtayim, it looks like, you know, sometimes you have this too, it looks like it's 1 year old. So it's not possible to know with certainty how old it is. That can't be used to prove that the Shlosh Shema intention was actually false, and therefore it's going to be no good. We're not done with our questioning. You, Rav Shimon, said that by animals, it's never going to work if it's the Lishma, but sorry, Sheshachta Lishma, Shem, you say, what happened to a goat that shechted for the sake of an Asham? That should work, the high same of a high sayer, because the Asham is a sheep, is covered with wool, and the goat is covered with hair, right? And Asham is always a sheep. It's either 1 or 2 years old. So if a goat that was designated for, you know, for an Ola was shechted for the sake of an Asham, it should be totally good because a sheep has wool and the goat is hairy, and it's clear what they're saying is not true. It says, no, because Imri Dichra Uchmahu. People are going to assume that it's a black ram. They're going to say that the ram that was, it was shaved over here. The Gemara is saying black only because goats are usually dark. That's the reason why it's using such a concept over here. So what it's saying is, the point of the Gemara's answer is not that the animal's color, but is that it's mistaken for a sheep, despite it doesn't have any wool, because people are going to assume that it's a sheep that you had shaved off its hair, and therefore it's not apparent. What about a calf, you know, baby cow, or a bull that somebody shechted for it, the sake of a Pesach, or an Ashem should work? The eagle upar
b'Pesach v'ashem leka, because there's no such thing as a calf or a bull that's brought for a Pesach or for an ashem. Therefore, it's clear what they're doing is lying. Says Gemara, Inachanami, yeah, that's true. This carbon would actually work according to Reb Shimon, because the statement is clearly not true. It's clearly like a lie. Beep, turn the page, Gimel base. But then what about the fact that he said the word Zvachim? The Menachos are not like Zvachim, because Zvachim, it's unclear, or Menachos, you know that they're lying. No. Rov Zvachim, he just meant the majority, that's all he meant. You don't gotta take it so intensely. And the majority of them, this whole page is to like knock them out. You say it's never like that by Zvachim, you see it is. It's just like Hanami. There are times when it is, and times when it isn't. Most of the time it's not, but you'll find exceptions. And those exceptions where it's clearly a lie, it's going to work. The Maisa will be mochiach, that what they're doing is based off the Maisa itself, and it's going to be accepted. Rava comes along and he gives another answer to this, right? This idea of Rav Shimon, this contradiction between Rav Shimon about a mincha brought not for its own, not lishma. Rav Amar lo kasha, this is not a question. Kan bekomis mincha lishma mincha. Where Rav Shimon says a mincha is pretty good, it's talking about someone who does kamitza on a mincha for the sake of another mincha. So mincha machvas for the sake of a mincha's marcheshes, Rashi says. Machvas l'shem marcheshes, then it works. Kan bekomis mincha lishum zevach. And here, the other one is where Rav Shimon says that the mincha is no good. It's talking about the case where somebody does kmitza. What's up, kmitza? On a mincha for the sake of a animal carbon. Mincha l'shum mincha. When he does a mincha for a mincha, it's going to be good because v'zos tar is a mincha. Right? The pasuk says this is the laws of mincha. Tar achas achal minachas, which means there's one law, there's one din when it comes to all the different types of minachas. Mincha l'shem zevach, when it's talking about mincha for the sake of a zevach, v'zos tar is a mincha, v'zevach lo ksev. Says for a mincha, but it doesn't say zevach, and therefore, you can't, it's going to be invalid. Now, back to the Gemara, I v'hot tana b'pnei shema asem uchichin olea kamar, but didn't Rav Shimon say that the reason mincha is really good, because the actions that are done with it, right, the actual structural existence of it, if it's a machvas, a merheshes, which is a different type of kli, it's going to prove about it. So even if the mincha is brought for the sake of an animal carbon, it should work because the mincha's, now the fact that it's made of mincha, it's flour, clearly it's not an animal. Rashi says, Helkach mincha l'shem zevach nami l'zkasher. If you did it for the shem zevach, it should also be good. Right, it should work. Hachi kamar, says the Gemara. No, this is what it means. Afagav, the machshava, the lo minkeri, even though it's a machshava, an intention that's not minkar to be true, right? And therefore, vitifsal, vizos toras. Ha mincha, Torah achas l'chol ha-menachos, which is mashma that there's one din for all the different types of mincha karbanos, right? It means even though the intent is not evident, right, that it's a shema, just the opposite, the lo l'shema is evident, they're fully kosher, right? We learn from Vizos Torah Samincha. So Rava holds that if the lo l'shema is clear, that this is a reason to be posel, which was the opposite of what Rava just said. What does it mean when it says, like, how does he explain that menachos are unlike zvachim, because shechita is the same for all of them, right? Since lo l'shma is not evident in a zevach l'shem, a different zevach, according to Rava, all the more so they should be meratzeh. So what does that mean? That is that it means even though shechita is the same for all zvachim, as there's no need to be gozer because of zvachim lo lishma, one may have thought that they are meratzeh. V'zos Torah Samincha does not discuss zavachim, and therefore they are not meratzeh. Okay, says the Gemara, Elameata. If this is true, that Rav Shimon's his whole opinion is based on the word of Zos Taurus and Mincha, right, this is the law of Mincha, and Chatas Chelev, Sheshchata L'Shem Chatas Dam, then if you have a Chatas for Chelev, that one shechted for the sake of a Chatas for Dam, yay. Or let's say, right, Chatas Chelev, Sheshchata L'Shem Chatas Dam, L'Shem L'shem chatas mizgachad, l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzora, take shera, u se ratze. It should be kosher and it should be accepted. Dam rachmano v'zostor sachatas. Ooh, zostor sachatas. Another pasuk, same type of terminology over here. Tor achas l'chol chatos. Right, according to Rava, a chatas that's brought for eating chelev should be meratz if it was shechted for a different type of chatas, right? If somebody brought it, again, for eating dam, serving with a zara, nazir, mitzora, right? As the pasuk says, vizos toras chatas, that there's only one din of chatos. One, right, offering one l'shem another is, it's like offering it l'shma. So it's a gemara, you know, that's a good point. The Rabbi Shimon, hachanami. According to Rabbi Shimon, right, he says that a chatas, a shimon of the chatas, is meratzeh. L'rabanan, okay, but when it comes to Rabbanan, ha'am Rava, Rava said, chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem chatas dam, shem chatas v'chavim k'sheira, that's going to be kasher. And that is, right, the chum say that if a chatas chelev, you ate chelev, you bring a chatas, that shechta l'shem chatas dam, or chatas v'rezar, that is going to be kasher. But if it's on l'shem chatas nazir, shem chatas v'zar, psula, Nahani olos ba'adoin in who vitzan for a chatas nazir, a chatas mesora, it's going to be possible because they're not mechaper, right? They're considered like olas, right? And, They have ola carbonas that are brought together with it, and we therefore were worried that people are going to think that the chatas was shechted for the sake of the ola. Yes, Rashi goes and puts so beautifully that olas ba'adayon inu ve'ika lemeim v'lashem olas nazir shachat v'nimtzis chatas shelo l'shma k'shera l'hakriv. We have another version over here, and that is that Rav Acha b'rida Rava masni le'lekulu l'psula. Right, he taught in all the cases that we just brought that the chatas is going to be pasul according to the chachamim. It's going to be no good. V'shachat osa l'chatas, because the pasuk says, and he shall shecht it as a chatas. L'shem osa chatas, which applies for that particular chatas that it was set aside for, but not for a chatas that was brought because of some other situation. Okay, now, Rav Ashi Amar. Now again, we're seeing that we saw Rabbi, we saw Rava, the same Rav Ashi. We all saw this, we saw all these mentioned briefly on the, you know, Amad Aleph, on the Daf Beis, the first half of the Masechta. So now we have a third answer to explain these two dinim of Shimon, about a mincha that's done, not the Shema. Rav Ashi Amar says the Heilige Rav Ashi. Lo kasha. Kam bekomitz machvas l'shom archeshes. Rav Shimon, who says that it's going to be good, is talking about a case where somebody does kamitza and a machvas for the sake of Marcheshes, right? He says, I am doing Kamitza on the Machvas for the sake of Marcheshes, without calling what he's doing the Kamitza for a Minchas Machshav. He doesn't say Mincha. Kamako is Mincha Machvas, so Minchas Marcheshes. The case where he says it's going to be no good is when he says the word Mincha. Machvas is Marcheshes, when he does Kamitza on the Machvas for the sake of Marcheshes without calling it a Mincha, then the mana kamachashiv, he's intending the carbon for the sake of the kli. Machshava b'mana lopasla, you have an intention for the sake of a kli, it's not going to pass anything. It's a meaningless statement. It's just out the window, doesn't mean anything. Minchas machvas is from mincha mecheshes, but let's say there's kamitza and a minchas machvas for the sake of a minchas mecheshes, the mincha d'pasla b'machshava kamachashiv. Then he's intending for the sake of a mincha, which is something which is going to go ahead and passel. In fact, the Gemara, hold on one second. But the Tana said that the reason that the Micha is good is because it's Maisa, is Mochiach, and what it is. So even if the Kemitza was done for the sake of a Mincha's Marcheshes, it'd still be good. Because the makeup of the Mincha,
right? That it's something which is this, the actual texture of it comes out different, and it's clearly showing that it's a marchesh, it's a machmas mincha. So it's Gemara, good question. Hachikama, this is what it means to say. Afagav the machshava de lo mincha, even though it's a machshava, like an intention that is not discernible, being true, just the opposite, the mincha's makeup is showing that the intent is false, tifshot's still going to be puzzle. Because the Kohen's intention is for the sake of the kli, intention for the sake of a kli is not going to puzzle. Pardon. See, puzzle means it makes sense to say that it would be puzzle, but it's still going to be good, because the Kohen's intention is for the sake of the kli, and we do that, it's not going to puzzle. What does it mean when it says in the Braisa, that's not the case. That means this, afagav the shchita achas lekulan, even though there's one type of shchita for all of them, zrika achas lekulan, kabbalah achas lekulan, bezvichet the pasla b'machshava kamachashiv. Right? This, it's still going to be invalid, even if it's all one. Why is it? Because he has kavana for the sake of an animal sacrifice, which is an intention that will go ahead and passel. In fact, Gemara, I'm going to read Acha Barid of Rav and Ravashi. Chareva Mishum Blula. Let's say you have the case where someone brings a dry milcha for the sake of a mixed one with the oil. Amai Amar Rabbi Shimon. Why there does Shimon say that the milcha is going to be good? In that case, the coin can mean, maybe means nothing other than he's doing the avoda for the sake of a mincha mixed with oil, right? Since the declaration makes no reference to a kli, it can refer only to the mincha type, and therefore it should actually passel the carbon. So why does Baisus Rav Shimon says that this mincha is going to be good? Amalei, so Rav Ashi says, l'shom bila ba'alma. The coin statement is understood to mean, it's explained to mean, for the sake of some other kind of mixture, not for the sake of the mincha that's mixed with the oil. Rashi says, "Kevin the lo itkar ba'adei minchas chareva l'shem mincha v'lua divrei ruach ba'almin." The words become like just wind, it's nothingness. K'man da'amar reading komez l'shem dalid, the same davar acher. Frank Nomer Yachi, if it's true that we don't assume the person to mean for the sake of a mincha, unless he says it straight up, l'shem shlemim nami, then why does Rav Shimon say, in reference to the carbon of an animal, that if one does, you know, brings an ola for the sake of a shlemim, that it doesn't count towards the baal, we should also say that it means l'shem shlemim ba'alma, for the sake of peace, generally, right? Just general. He didn't mean for the sake of a shlamim, but just he wants to make peace between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the carbon should not be possible. And for the Gemara Hachi Hashta, how are you comparing these things? Hasam Zevach Gufa Ikri Shlamim. They're the actual carbon itself called a shlamim. The Seva Makravis Dam HaShlamim. Hazorik is Dam HaShlamim. Hacha Mincha Gufe Mikri Blula. But here is a mincha itself called blula. V'chol minchas blula b'shemen k'siv. It says any mincha that's mixed with oil, blula b'shemen ikri, right? It's called mixed with oil, blula stama lo ikri. It's not called that. So we assume that when it says blula, the person did not mean a mincha. Now, what are these three pshatim? Rabba, Rava, Ravashi. What's going on over here? Kula karabba lo amri. So Rava and Ravashi don't say like Rabba. He makes a chilek between a shinoi kodesh and shino bailim. Because the other Rabba, machshava de minkra pasu achmana. It's logical that the Torah is going to pasul an intention that is clear that it is something which is actually false. Right, so the people would not say that it's mutter to change the designation of a carbon and there come to violate the din. So therefore they disagree with the rabbi, they disagree. Who says that the declaration is clearly false can be ignored. Okay. Kirava lo amri, that's Rava and Ravashi, don't say like Rava, who made a chilek between a mincha that's brought for the sake of another mincha and a mincha brought for the sake of an animal. Vizos toros lo mashmalahu. That doesn't really imply anything. Says Rashi, What does that mean? Doesn't imply anything.
What that means
is that the Zos Torah is lo mashmalu the kashya lohu v'zos Torahs hachatas the lo askechon the ichshur of Shimon chatas chila of the Shim chatas nazir. You'll find that he says that. He kravashi lo amar. Rava, also, they don't sell the Gravashi, right, who made a chilik between a mincha that's brought for the sake of mecheshes, mincha that's brought for the sake of a mincha's mecheshes, Bishum Kusha the Rava Achabi Rava, because of the Kasha of Rava, who asked where Rishima would matir the dry mincha that's offered for the sake of one mixed with oil. Even though the Gemara actually answered that question, other ones say that even the unqualified term mixed still connotes a mincha. Okay.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.